Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's back. It's the news show. Yes, indeed. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. All of the best technology news within the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It's another record for Apple. 10 million units of iPhone 6 have been sold over the opening weekend. Of course, Apple is not saying which one is actually outselling the other, that being the iPhone 6 or the iPhone 6 Plus, but it has beat the previous launch of the 5S by 1 million units. Now, that is quite a bit of phones over the weekend for Apple. Now, analysts are actually saying that it's the 6 that's actually outselling the 6 Plus, which really isn't surprising. The 6 is a little bit cheaper, particularly on contracts. It's about $100 cheaper. It remains to be seen if the bigger screen is going to be catching on or not. From what I see, the battery life's pretty good. It's pretty good on the 6 Plus. So battery life might be the actual deciding factor in the end. Staying on the subject of cell phones for just a few, are you a little nostalgic for the 90s? Do you miss your flip phone? No, I don't really miss my flip phone either, but apparently there are some that actually do miss their flip phones. And LG is coming to the rescue with its WineSmart flip phone. Now, this has not been released yet. I think this is sort of in the works, but it sure looks like it's going to be coming out. Can't imagine why, but it's running the latest version of Android. Okay. 1.2 gigahertz processor, 8 megapixel camera, possibly expanded memory. The only memory I'm having now is how bad the phones were in the 90s right now. Listen up, all Sky TV subscribers in the UK. Have you been enjoying not having to pay extra for your Now TV bundles? Well, that's about to come to an end. It's been 5 months since Sky said they were going to implement these new fees, and now they're finally going to do it starting October 16th. It's going to be an extra £2 a month for entertainment, £1 for movies, it's saying here. You could also have the entertainment bundle and an extra £7 a month. That's going to offer Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., everything for your kids there. Of course, there's other packages now, £10 for a movies package, and that's going to give you a further 200 titles. So a little extra fee here and a little extra fee there. Gee, I wonder why these cable and satellite companies are wondering why so many people are leaving them. Stop increasing your prices already. It's ridiculous. You think there's not enough $99 TV set-top boxes in the market right now? Think again. Sony is entering that race with the PlayStation TV. Now, it's the $99 media box, which actually debuted in Japan as the Vita TV, but will be hitting the U.S. and Canadian shores on October 14th as the PlayStation TV. Now, for an extra $40, you could get the PlayStation 3 controller, and you get the Lego Movie video game, and an 8GB memory card. Now, supposedly it's supposed to have a web TV service, but that has yet launched, and it's still kind of up in the air when that is actually going to happen. But it was said back in June that it was definitely coming sometime this year. I think I'll be waiting for that until it actually has some content on it. Dreamed of going to space in an elevator? Well, apparently the Japanese have, and they have plans to have a working space elevator by 2050. Yes, 2050. According to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, yes, it came from Australia, not Japan, the elevator can reach roughly 60,000 miles into space, capable of transporting people and cargo, and according to what the Japanese are saying, much less than it would be to send up a rocket, which I guess kind of makes sense. Problem is, the materials right now to make this happen aren't available. If the thing ever does finally move off the ground, it's going to take 7 days one way to get to the destination of the space station. Can you imagine 7 days trapped in an elevator? Oh, that sounds frightening. And finally, too lazy to get up and open your blinds or close your blinds? There's going to be an app for that and a device for that. Tilt My Blinds is what it's called, and it is on track to be a successful Kickstarter program. What it is it's home automation, letting you control your blinds from your smartphone. Now, you're thinking, I have to replace all my blinds. No, you don't. They have a little device that's going to let you retrofit your old blinds so you can be lazy with your old blinds. I don't know about you, but I love being lazy, and I would definitely donate to this thing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can also find us on our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter as well at British Tech, and you can find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to give you another dose of all the best technology news that happened within the past 24 hours. But until then, have a wonderful Tuesday, and thanks so much for listening.